It's all done. Every single last bit of the song is finished. It's all completely and utterly finished. And maybe one day I'll publish it. Probably on a Friday. Maybe this Friday. Probably not, though. Maybe I'll never publish it. Maybe I'll release it. I got a video in my recommended from this piano channel I watched to learn piano, and it was a little bit freaky because I watched this channel whenever I want to learn a song on piano, and then I went on the channel and their video they published literally today was how to play Tubbo's song on the piano, and I was like, I haven't released my song yet. Well, that's awfully funky of them. Well, so the channel I learn piano from already knows how to play my song, and I don't even know how to play it. Yeah. So, that's certainly interesting. I'm actually kind of curious to see how they did the melody, because how's it go? If I'm gonna be honest, I do. I don't know how it goes. But where's Tech It video? Oh, what, the next episode of Mine and Schlatt's Let's Play? It's in the works. It'll be done soon. How it goes. Thank you. Ew, that was a bad last note. I hit two at the same time. Instead of... I'm just scrolling through the hashtag Turbo Space, just having a look around. Yeah, I was going to stream on my main today, but I have badminton today at 6:30, which I was planning on going and doing. I could not go to badminton and instead stream, but, I don't know. Song, jamming tune. Thank you. Music. My hands hurt now. Ugh. Hurting hands. My pedal, I keep stamping on it too hard and it gets more and more fucked up every time I do it. Noises. I've got a mango, pineapple, and passion fruit smoothie here. It's very cool. I rate the smoothie. Good smoothie. Good smoothie. Solid smoothie. A solid competitor. Did you know I went driving today, chat? I went driving. I did more driving. That's so exciting. And I didn't actually crash this time. I did really, really well. I literally only stalled like once. I'm not even sure if I stalled once. Like, I did. I was behind the wheel of a car today, and then a pedestrian walked around the corner, and I panicked and slammed on the brakes, and then I stopped driving. Go to Bagminton. Bagminton's in like 9 minutes, and I'm already basically ready to go. I just would need to like put on some shorts and then drive to the arena. So like, it's not. I can get to Bagminton. It's fine. So I can be. I can fashionably late. We call it fashionably late. It will be fine. Nice tubs. I know. Was Rambo in the car? No, my sister was. She just finished sailing. She was like, I just want to go home and shower. And my mom was like, no, to the Dunham car park. And I'm like, okay. And then we went to this empty car park, and I did a donut as well. I did a donut. It was awesome. It was awesome. So basically, the plan was I was just going to turn around the corner, but I just kept turning, and then I did a donut, and I just kept going, and I just kept going. And drove car and didn't crash. Yo-ho! Didn't crash the car. I did not crash my car into the bridge. Woo, go me! Yeah! You got a thing I'll do to teach me. I don't know how I'll make it for this. I don't know. I think that she is lonely. Come see me discreetly. She said she got a thing to do to teach me. That song is so annoying. It just goes. Damn you, Scouting for Girls, and your four and no eight note song that drives me nuts. I'm losing my mind. Tubbo song when? Friday, and if not Friday, the Friday after that. If not that Friday, the Friday after that. And if maybe it will never come out. Think about that. Never. You've pushed your luck now. Never releasing the song. Deleting the MP3 on my desktop as we speak. Come see me discreetly. She said she got a thing or two to teach me. I don't know how we'll make it through this. I don't know. That song's so annoying. I got a text. Oh, it wasn't really a text. It was a fake text. Fake text. What should I make my song about next? If I make another song. My next song I want to make one with a walking bass line, because I think they're awesome. That's like the... Thank you. walking bass lines. I think they're dope. Jazzy. Tell us a baseline junkie confirmed. I don't need no speed. I don't need no feeling. I'm a baseline junkie. Don't ever touch that again. It's a Dizzy Rascal. I'm pretty sure Dizzy Rascal lives in Brighton, does he not? Write a silly song about fish. That was Snifferish's suggestion. Is Sniff here? Hi, Sniff. I've been told to write a silly song about fish. I know. Flippers and scales and algae and fucking sharks! Fish live a very sad life. It's not very nice to be a fish. Fish. It's not nice to be a fish. Electrocuted in a lake by Homer Simpson fish. Homer Simpson dropped a bug zapper in the lake and killed all the fish in the lake with a bug zapper. This happened in the Simpsons movie. You know, it's that same movie where he takes the motorbike and he drives around the big bowl to throw a bomber out of the bowl so they don't blow up Springfield. You know that movie? The fish were electrocuted in the lake by Homer Simpson with a bug zapper. And honestly, I would rather be squished to death because electrocution sounds like a pretty terrible way to go, honestly. Like, imagine it, all of your muscles suddenly tense and untense, and you shit yourself because, you know, that's how death works. I heard you shit yourself when you die, so, like, that's exciting. It's not a very good time of year to be a fish because we have to swim upstream. Fish, God, don't make me swim upstream because I'm not that physically fit and I will die. But you see, if I don't swim upstream, I can't have babies and then die there and my babies feed off my carcass because I'm a fish. But Homer Simpson fucking electrocuted me. God damn it, I'm still on the Homer Simpson bit. Why did he drop the bug zapper in the pond? But clearly said it's kind of like cheating, so like that's BS as is. Like, he just electrocuted the fish. Like, what the fuck? Use a fishing rod like a normal person. What the fuck was that movie? They put a massive glass dome over the goddamn Springfield to blow it up. Like, what even was the plot for that? Something about pollution? Yo, were the Simpsons on to, like, global warming years before us? Or when did that movie even come out? Was global warming even a thing? Like, what?
1 minute. Oh, I have to go play badminton now.